This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Joey Barrett, sports editor of the Daily Item in Lynn. And Joey, welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us here on the big weekend prior to some big playoff games coming up this week for at least Boston Celtics and Boston Bruins. But Joey, let's begin with, first of all, hi, welcome.
Yeah, how you doing? Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. Happy Saturday. It's a hot one, but we're here.
Yeah, right. It's that was the longest intro ever. But Joey, I understand that the item All-Stars are coming out. So tell me about that and how that plays out this coming week, vacation week.
Absolutely. So this Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Lynn Museum, we are going to have our All-Star ceremony. Snacks and coffee, of course. Doors open a little bit before, and we're going to have plaques for all the selections. And coaches of the year will be known ahead of time, still in the insert packet that will kind of fall out of the daily item, and then players of the year will be announced at the ceremony. So I'm very excited. This was my first winter here in Lynn and on the North Shore, and the talent was just incredible. I mean, from basketball to hockey to swimming, I mean, you name it, it was so much fun to watch. And I'm very fortunate to have so many great communities to cover as well. It's not like I'm just covering two or three teams, and it was so much fun to watch, and the kids are great, and I hope this can be a great night for them. And so this Thursday, everyone's invited.
So that sounds great. So that's a that's the winter sports All-Stars then you're talking about for sure then, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right. So that sounds good. So we'll be looking forward to that this week. I also understand that you're also starting a new feature called The Best. So tell me about The Best.
Yes, The Best. So basically, I mean, we're all sports fans here. Everyone's got opinions, and especially of the best of all time, whether that's a there are seven little prompts that you can submit to the Item Sports email. It's sports@itemlive.com, and you basically, it's best player, best team, best play, best uniform, best sports movie of all time, stuff like that. And once a week, we're going to pick one of the submissions and post it, most likely around the Wednesday-Thursday frame of things, and it's just a fun thing to look at. I think it's nothing hard hitting, it's nothing newsworthy per se, it's just fun, and I like how we have a lot of different generations blended in with the item. I mean, I've talked to a high school kid, and then I've talked to some older people, and someone's best athlete of all time is very different than a high school kid's, and I get a kick out of that, and hopefully people can have some fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Joey, best of all times. That's boat, right? Forget goat. We got boat now working for us here, right?
Oh yeah, we got the boat over at the item. That's a good call. I didn't even think of that.
Well, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, we have the boat, and it plays to our coastal communities here on the North Shore. And I'm going out here on the limb right now, or not on the limb, but I'm just challenging people to. For the categories, because people create their own categories, right? For the best of the boat, right? Or do they have to do your categories?
I'm open to new categories.
Oh, okay, all right. I was thinking they would just put
something.
What's that?
A good one.
What I was thinking of is people were going to submit their own categories. I was just going to prompt them to say best podcaster kind of thing, and then they could put my name in, and then that could get in every week in the item, but somebody could sneak that in as a category. You know what I'm saying? And we'll just check out our influence here, see if anybody's listening here. So, that's where I was going with it, Joey. So it's really kind of a selfish from one of your old people that you talk to from time to time.
No. I'd have to agree. One of the best podcasts out there.
Yeah, there you go. Joey, let's talk about a couple of other things here on the North Shore. I know you've been working hard on this All-Star thing, but of note, we have not covered a lot of softball. We did do an interview, Rick did an interview with the Peabody softball coach the other day, a couple weeks ago. But they're getting some great pitching this past week, aren't they?
Well, when you think of Abby Betancourt, I mean, it's hard to describe what she's done this week. I mean, back-to-back no-hitters, are you kidding me? That you don't see that all the time, and she does it with grace and skill and class, and it's been a pleasure to watch. I know our sports reporter, Mark Abione, had a blast watching her. She was just so talented, and, I mean, you knew the result every time a batter came up, but she was going to get stricken out, so it was fun to watch. And she's I'm no spoilers here, Bill, but she's up there for Player of the Week this week, so you never know. And I know the Peabody faithful are having a lot of fun with her.
Well, I don't know, but somebody on this conversation knows, so yeah. So we'll keep an eye out for that. You know, two no-hitters back-to-back. I mean, it sounds like somebody should be winning some free Jordan's furniture with a performance like that. I mean, come on. It's, I know it's not the cycle, but whatever. That's pretty darn good. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, let me think here. The other thing, I guess, maybe I wanted to talk to you about, I mean, you follow the Bruins and Celtics and so on, but what's your take on the Bruins? I mean, what a season they've had. And, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day. We're talking about how, hey, let's just celebrate that fantastic regular season they had. But, you know, there's a lot of pressure on this team, I think, heading into the playoffs. You know, people want them to get the Stanley Cup in Boston.
All right, Bill, so I've got an unpopular opinion. I couldn't really care less about the points and wins record. I just want a Stanley Cup. I really do. And I was getting into that in the newsroom the other day with some of my buddies. And it's too bad. I wish Tuca and Zdeno Chara were here. I would have loved that core group to finish one. But this is the closest we're going to get to that 2011-2013 core still around. And I think this is the last run for Krejci and Bergeron. And you know, I mean, obviously you've got guys like McAvoy or Pastrnak who are going to be scoring playoff goals for the next decade, I think, hopefully in a black and gold uniform. But I'm feeling great. I get very stressed out watching this team, but I think I think they're a blast to watch. I'd be very surprised if we lost in the first two rounds. I don't like to play Tampa Bay. I've always said that. I don't like how we match up against them. I don't like going down there to play in that arena. But I think in the end, I think our star power and firepower is too much. I think not a lot of teams have Bergeron, Marchand, and Pastrnak shooting at your goalie. I mean, that's pressure. I wouldn't want to be that goalie. And I think, I'm nervous, but I'm ready to go. And I think Boston's going to be having a parade or two. We'll see how the Celtics do. But I think we'll have a parade or two very, very soon.
Oh, man. Well, if we have a parade, it's going to be soon. It won't be in October, I don't think. But but you know, do the Bruins don't have that lights out goaltender? Do you think I mean, you kind of need one to get to the finals.
So Ullmark, I mean, so we got the award for least amount of goals. Off the top of my head, forgive me, I forget what the award's called, but we've let up the least amount of goals in the entire league. So, I mean, hopefully they're going to do okay with that said. But like you said, I mean, the Bruins historically, even in the last decade, from the likes of Tim Thomas and Tuukka Rask, have had that kind of star goalie. I'm not sure if we have them, but we have two great ones. Hmm. So hopefully they can do the job and get this done. I think if we give Swayman and Ullmark are both great. I think if we can give them kind of 2, 3, 4 goals of goal support every game, I think we'll be okay.
All right. Hey, one more question back to the local scene for a minute. Linfield girls lacrosse team. They're having a fantastic year. And have you been to you've covered them, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's been a blast to look at what they've been doing. I mean, starting the season 4-0, they were the item team of the week this past week, and they're doing it in really versatile fashion. It's not just one player. You know, you kind of see with some teams one player goes out and, you know, against some teams with less skill level, they get 8 or 9 goals, and it's kind of a thing. But Linfield, they get contributions from everyone, and it's a ton of fun to watch. I love the Linfield lacrosse culture over there. I think they do it great, both boys and girls, both coaches, both teams. I have a lot of fun going over there, and I think state tournaments will have a lot of Linfield on them in lacrosse this year.
Well, sounds good. All right. It seems like it's still early, but I mean, baseball teams have about 5 games under their belts, maybe some a little less, a little more, so on and so on. So we're still pretty early, but, well, Joey, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck with the Thursday celebration with the Winter All-Stars for the item at the Lynn Museum. And that is a great venue, by the way. That's just a great place to hold an event like that. You're right, at the Lynn Museum. I love that space there, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, and it's about these wonderful student-athletes, because what a great job they did. I mean, I think everyone was entertained watching all those sports this past winter, so hopefully it can be a great night for them. Yep.
Plus, it's just a short walk from the office, isn't it, nowadays? Yeah, so that's not bad. Yeah.
It really is. That's a good point.
There he is, Joey Barrett with us, sports editor from the Daily Item of Lynn here on MSONewsSports.com.